USSA spokesperson Tom Kelly says a record 94 athletes will represent the U.S., up from the 76 that were taken to Vancouver, the 2010 Winter Games. The increased numbers are due to the addition of women's ski jumping, snowboard slopestyle, and free skiing.
Have youngsters as young as 15 years old, Maggie Voisin, a slopestyle skier, and all the way up to Todd Lodwick at age 37. So a powerful team with 21 Olympic medals represented, 8 gold medalists in this group, and a total of 74 Olympic years of experience among the 94 athletes. So some great newcomers to the Olympics and some really seasoned veterans.
In alpine skiing last weekend, while Bodie Miller finished well with a third, he was eluded by the win at the Hahnenkamm in Kitzbühel, Austria.
He's never won there. He's been second twice, and he was third on Saturday, just 0.34 off of the win. Just a tough day for him, but it is indicative that he is skiing very, very well right now. He is skiing with the best in the world, 2 weekends in a row on the podium in speed events. So I think a lot of people are really, really looking for Bodie to have a good Olympics in Sochi.
Park City's Ted Ligety finished second in the Super Combine over the weekend in Kitzbühel. Kelly says after a slow start, possibly due to not having Lindsey Vonn to chase, the women's alpine speed team has finally found its groove, with Stacey Cook finishing in 5th place and Julia Mancuso breaking into the top 10 in Cortina, Italy over the weekend.
They didn't have the opportunity to ski with Lindsey. And the fact that they didn't have that fast benchmark in their preparation, you know, it really was an advantage that they've had in the last few years that was missing this year. But they've kind of found that mark. And, you know, as a team, they've really gelled now in the last couple of weeks.
There's one final Alpine World Cup coming this weekend before athletes head to Sochi.
The women will be in Kranjska Gora for slalom and GS, and that'll be Mikaela Shiffrin territory. And the men had a race in Garmisch that's been moved to St. Moritz, and they've got a combination of a speed event and a GS. So final little tune-up, Ted Ligety hoping to get back on track in the GS. He's actually not in the lead right now in the Audi FIS World Cup, so he wants to get that back.
Finally, Kelly says the X Games in Aspen over the weekend gave those free skiing athletes a good venue to perform at before heading to the Olympics.
Pretty good weekend for the Olympians from the USA who had just earned their spots a week ago. On the free skiing side, it was David Wise and Maddie Bowman picking up wins there. And also Nick Gepper keeping things alive and winning his second straight X Games gold in the slopestyle event. Maggie Voisin picking up a silver, second place for her at just 15 years old in her first X Games.
In snowboarding, Danny Davis and Kelly Clark had great performances at the X Games in Aspen, and Sean White sat out to recover and get ready for Sochi. In freestyle, Kelly says the Moguls team will train in Colorado and the Aerials team at Deer Valley until they leave for Sochi. The Nordic combined team is training here in Park City at the Utah Olympic Park before they depart. The Sochi Winter Games opening ceremony is February 7th.
I'm headed off this Saturday. It'll be my 8th Winter Olympics that I've worked. Very excited about heading over there. Next Monday, I'll be coming to you live from the coastal cluster in Sochi and kind of give you the lay of the land and get things ready for the February 7th opening ceremony. And it actually kicks off with qualifying rounds for moguls and slopestyle snowboarding on Thursday, February 6th, when NBC begins its primetime coverage.
That's Tom Kelly with the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.